Now, the PP scale is convenient when we're dealing with low concentrations of gases. So in the early days of environmental work, the typically used scale was PPM because that was as good as instruments would work. So that's one part in 10 to the 6th parts. After that, the machines became a lot flashier, so they're working at part per million, one part in 10 to the 9. And these days, quite common to work at part per trillion levels, that's one part in 10 to the 12. So chemists spend a lot of time working on their gear. If you go to the library and have a look at the book called, the author's name, Skoog, on analytical chemistry, you'll be stunned with the number of gadgets that chemists have come up with for measuring stuff. There's just a phenomenal amount of stuff in there. And for this year, I've actually updated. We've got to put a little bit more gear in so that you're actually kept contemporary with the techniques that they're using in the Cancer Water Lab in town, because each year they keep putting new gear in there, and we've got to make sure that the course sort of keeps up to date with that. Refreshing from first year, our relationship between moles and volume was through the gas equation. And if we think about it, our PPM is part per million based on volume. For instance, PPMV is part per million based on volume, meaning then that 1 cm³ of ozone and 10^6 cm³ of air. Okay, so that's what 1 part per million by volume of ozone means. Now, ozone is a common pollutant in smog chemistry. They're mostly dealing with the gases which are referred to as NOx, which are either NO or NO2. So when we see a smoggy city, it's invariably NO2 that we're seeing, nitrogen dioxide, which is a brown toxic gas. The other thing that's of great interest is ozone, because ozone's great up in the stratosphere. It's lousy down in the troposphere. It's a high-end poison. So that's why people monitor ozone, and they'll typically be monitoring it in PPM. Now, PPM in water chemistry is completely different. A PPM in water chemistry invariably means a milligram per litre of water. Now, how this works is that a litre of water, if we assume there's no salts present, we're assuming its density then gives us 1 kilogram of water. So that's our litre to a kilogram. A kilogram is then 10 to the 6 milligrams. So in water chemistry then, a PPM means a milligram per litre. So you have to read the PPM in the context. If it's air chemistry, they'll be talking PPMVs. If it's water chemistry, they'll be talking PPM in terms of milligrams per litre. Now, this equation here then is just checking that you've got your relationships between the percentages and the PPMs clear in your mind. So PPM times 10 to the 4, okay, will equal a percent. And so over here, we've then got a relationship between a percent and PPM being developed.